All right, it's 6:07 and 5 seconds on the clock here. Joining us here on part one of Sports Weekend, it's time for Swish with Raj. Joining us in the studio for all that and more. Good evening, Raj.
Good evening, SJ.
Thank you for the treats that go crunch.
A snap, crackle, pop.
I forgot. I was trying to be slick there.
But LG Twins.
Wow, she's rubbing it in right off the bat, SJ.
Rush, you
you knew it. She
you knew it was coming.
Within 10 seconds, not even a hello.
Right after the game, the first thing I did was I texted SJ said LG Twins.
Wow.
Well,
you didn't have to because he was watching the whole thing crumble in front of him on the screen where Steven and I were.
It was an amazing game. Amazing game.
I got Raj the tickets. Four tickets came out to 34,000.
He got you the tickets and then you insulted him after?
And then,
I'm so terrible.
You need to pay me more because I'm charging you double.
Wow. Look at this guy. He wants to charge me double for the tickets now.
You needed to add the little tears at the end, like LG Twins and then tears.
Nah, that would be being too nice.
But he put you on the Tucson side, which I thought was pretty funny.
I didn't put it on.
Can you believe that? He's like, here you go, tickets,
no.
Pick them up.
Hold on,
and he didn't tell me
that.
Make sure you don't sit on the Tucson Bears side.
Okay, Jay planted her in the Tucson.
First of all, it wasn't my fault. It wasn't assigned seats. These were outfield seats where you have to just take any seats that are open.
Okay.
That's
so
right.
It was Raj's fault for going to the Tucson area and then cheering for the LG Twins. And, you know, after what happened, you know, the Hanwha Eagles actually helped out a little bit.
Wow.
And the LG Twins actually finished second place in the regular season. You guys are getting a bye in the first round. And now the Tucson Bears and the Nexon Heroes are going to start fighting each other. But apparently, because of your happy, happy go LG Twins, bunch of bandwagon fans that came out of nowhere from the caves for the past 10 years that you guys have been hiding, you guys are all out now. And Raj, who's a newly converted LG fan, decided she's going to do Swish Baseball Edition.
Wow. That's right. Today's segment is all about baseball.
Well, when was the KBO founded?
1982.
Not in October, though.
We have to get it out of the way.
Well, I want to start with, we've already been talking about it, I wanted to start off with this game that happened yesterday.
And this isn't history.
Well, it was October 5th history, yesterday's history. I just kind of wanted to rub it in, you know. I think I've done that. Don't you think so, Edwin?
I think you're doing a good job.
Anyway,
I'm just enjoying it.
The final score was 5-2.
Mm-hmm.
The seventh inning, the bottom of the seventh inning was just so much fun for me.
What happened? Were you there when they flashed the score? Did they flash the score of the other game on the scoreboard?
They did.
People crazy?
They did.
That was the bottom of the seventh inning, I think. What was the
I don't know
inning?
When they flashed it, but then all of a sudden, like, all of these LG Twins fans started cheering, and I was a bit confused for a moment. I was just like, what happened? And then
right, because everybody's probably already watching the game on their smartphones, or they know what's going
usually
on.
Usually when I'm, you know, on the show and I'm watching the baseball games on the screen, I only have the Tucson Bears game on. But yesterday I actually had both games on because both games actually mattered.
Right.
But, of course, you actually experienced what's called the angry Tucson Bears fans.
That's
not,
right.
Not named SJ.
No. Okay, so what happened was, like you guys have already mentioned, I was sitting on the Tucson Bears side.
That's your fault.
Mm-hmm. And they did. I didn't know. Come on. Mm-hmm. So anyways, they started doing the wave. The LG Twins fans started doing the wave. And it started like directly across me, right? On the other side. And so then we were like, okay, let's participate. Let's finish the wave. So we decided to finish the wave. The next thing we notice is this middle-aged man wearing a Tucson Bears jersey with his wife started yelling at us in Korean.
Yeah, it was probably my parents.
And I think he meant from his actions, his body language, go sit over there if you want to be cheering for the LG Twins.
I was telling Raj that, hey, listen, you know, this is single-handedly out of the 128 games that was played this season, this game was the biggest game of the season.
Huge, exciting, right?
It was
very exciting.
The most important game of all the 128 games that, you know, both teams played. And, you know, everyone was sensitive. Everyone was very, like, you know, on the edge. And then, you know, Raj had to sit with the Tucson Bears fans, which was once again not my fault. But of course, Drew will be joining us on the show later today at part four of the program to give us all the latest on the playoff pictures and more. But we're going to go into our Swish segment now because the LG Twins winning yesterday, not Swish. So let's go to October 1st, 1903.
Wow.
Man, that's
taking it back.
It's taking it way back.
10 years ago.
Yeah, that was the beginning of a whole new era in baseball. It was the day the World Series took place.
The
first World Series took place between Boston Americans of the American League and the Pittsburgh Pirates of the National League.
Wow. That's right.
And the reason why I chose this was, I don't know if you guys are aware, I'm sure you guys are aware about what's happening with the Pittsburgh Pirates these days.
Yes, they're doing pretty well.
Haven't been back for over 20 years.
Over 20 years. Actually, they hold a record of losing 20 consecutive. They have had, since 1993, 20 consecutive losing seasons.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a record in in U.S. sports right now.
Well, I remember the Pirates, you know, because I grew up in that whole Braves era in Atlanta, and we played the Pirates a lot, and it was like a heartbreak for them because that's when they had the Killer Bees. Do you remember them? Bobby Bonilla and Barry Bonds when he was skinny. And then also they had Andy Van Slyke, who his son, I think, is playing for the Dodgers. Is that his son?
Is that his son?
I don't know. But it's Van Slyke, and then they had a lot of you know, success during that time. But I remember them, of course, the Braves defeating them.
Yeah, so finally this year, 2013, their losing streak has finally come to an end.
Yeah.
The Pittsburgh Pirates have now made it into the playoffs, and they're playing against St. Louis Cardinals.
That's right.
And it's right now tied 1-1. Tied. And the fans, it's not enough. They want the World Series.
Yeah, you know, they're just like the LG Twins fans. You know, they disappeared. they sucked for, like, you know, most of the time, and they come back, and all of a sudden they're so good, and all of a sudden all these fans appear out of nowhere from their caves, and now all of a sudden everyone's an LG fan and everyone's a Pittsburgh Pirates fan.
Well, it's been 9 years since the Twins have won, right?
10 years since they've made it to the playoffs. So the last time, 94 was the last time that they went to the playoffs. And in fact, I think that year was when they played against the Samsung Lions in the Korea Series, and they lost to the Samsung Lions.
So he's, you know,
he's setting it up.
He's a little bitter right now.
I think so.
You should have waited to attack him. You went right off the greeting.
Well, I couldn't wait. I had to wait all night.
All right.
Okay.
This is somebody that you got tickets for, SJ.
I know. I was thinking about that, too. I'm like, should I be nice?
This is you taking it easy, but okay.
This is me taking it easy, yeah. Okay, so I wanted to discuss with you guys. Do you feel like fans have a big role in sports?
Of course.
Can you imagine, to what degree?
Can you imagine, like, going to that game yesterday and no fans?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. That's why it's just so exciting.
There's a difference between, there's certain games that I go to and certain games I don't go to, you know, when it comes to baseball games. I would always go to, like, the Lotte Giants games. I would always go to a LG Twins game. Mm-hmm. I would always go to a Kia Tigers game because those are some of the biggest rivalries. Those are some of the loudest fans that you go. And the atmosphere that the fans kind of create at the stadium makes the game's a lot more fun.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think it makes the games. I think it's even one step further because it's like you could have the two best teams in any sport, but then say they play behind closed doors. First of all, it's a waste because what that makes me think of is like the Dream Team, the 92 Dream Team that had practice games that nobody saw. They said those are some of the greatest basketball games ever. And then also when in soccer, when teams get you know, in trouble and sanctions against them, they have to play games behind closed doors. I think it affects the players too, don't you think? Like when you go to see a game and an athlete's got that, you know, the adrenaline pumping and all the fans, it just creates a great atmosphere, you know?
Yeah, yesterday I asked my Korean friend to translate for me what the crowd was saying because I didn't understand.
The songs, you mean?
Apparently, they say the names of the players every time, and they have a song for each player.
Yes. Do you want me to sing all nine of the lineups for the Doosan Bears?
Uh-oh.
Nah, not for the Doosan. If you know any Twins.
No.
But I just think that's great. Like, that's so encouraging.
It is great. I mean, I think that's something that's unique, and, you know, we've had, you know, Phil Riccobono on the show before, and he's doing a documentary about it, and it's largely in part about the cheering type of culture in Korean baseball in particular. And I think that's one of the first things that you notice when you come here, like from the States, that I noticed when I went to a game, is you have like official cheerleaders, and they they have a chant or a song, a parody for every single player, and I think it's got to help the players, even though they act like they can't hear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then the cool thing about Korean baseball is all these guys, they asked Yeonjin in an interview, they're like, do you hear what the fans are saying to you? And they're like, yeah, trust me, no matter how loud it is,
right.
When certain fans yell something, they feel it. And Yeonjin, I remember, came out in this show where he was like on his last day, last game as a Hanwha Eagle, he pitched into the 10th inning, and when they were chanting, Ryu Hyun Jin, he said he's never felt that in his career as a baseball player, where he just had goosebumps all over his body, and it really kind of helped him play that well.
Right.
So you really need that, because there's a difference. I remember when I was playing sports back in high school, a lot of time, volleyball is not the most popular sport in high school, and there's a difference between when we have league games and we play with no fans watching, and when we have like school rivalry games, and like all the entire school just shows up to watch it. It's so much more different.
I think the fans make it.
And I actually thought about, like, I wonder how hard it is to concentrate with all the fans. How hard it is to concentrate.
I think it would be difficult for the pitcher.
I think it's down to, that's where you start talking about professional, because you're a professional. You're used to that at every level. You've probably come up through the ranks, and I think that's one of the biggest things to get used to, is because if you're in practice, what do they say? They say you want to play games like you're in practice, and you want to practice like you're playing games. So you want to practice very hard, but at the same time, when you get to the game, you don't want to be mentally so wound up. That's what a lot of athletes say, and I think that's one of the most difficult things, because with a sport that I can't understand that I really appreciate is golfers, because I'm horrible at golf, and when one person is even like, how you the people are waiting to go behind you, and sometimes you're playing slow.
Right.
That makes me so nervous. I can't hit. So imagine a gallery of people just watching you while you're trying to concentrate and do any kind of sport. It's probably amazing. That's where I have a lot of respect for the athletes.
That's right. So sometimes it's amazing, especially a game like yesterday. You can imagine the two pitchers are playing pitching yesterday, Do Kyung-eun and also Ryu Jae-guk, knowing that this game is very important to actually. And I can imagine how loud it was, because I went to Monday's LG Tucson game, and it was so loud. It was ridiculously loud.
Yeah. Let's just say the cheering never ended.
It just doesn't end. And then, Raj, you experienced it yourself, and you were saying, they actually have a song for each and every single player.
That's right.
And all these fans actually memorize each and every song, and you just know it. That's why, if you want, I could sing all nine. No, actually, all the songs that I know for the Tucson Bears.
I feel like he wants to sing.
No, he's he will.
I was gonna.
He's not in the singing mood right now because they lost out.
I know. I was gonna just say also, I noticed a pattern. First, I would hear the LG Twin fans cheering, then there would be silence, and then the Tucson Bears fans would be cheering.
Oh, it's when they're hitting.
Exactly.
Oh,
okay. But then near the end of the game, despite who was winning or losing, both started going at the same time.
Do they have chants to each other?
No. Oh, well, not to each other, but there's times when when you do a pickoff move? Fans don't like it when you throw to first.
Yeah.
And especially the Lotte Giants fans, and they go, ma, which means kind of short for a certain word.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, ma, and then the Tucson fans will go, weh! They answer back.
Oh, wow.
Or LG fans have their version of it, when Lotte fans go, ma!
Right.
And then LG fans go, my boy! They sing a song.
That's funny.
Called my boy.
Yeah.
So there's different kind of back and forths going on, but only during the pickoff moves. But, in Yankee Stadium, where it's even more fierce, where people, actually fight, you see those kind of stuff. It's actually better in Korea, where that's kind of regulated, unless your name is Ted and you get hit by chicken bones.
That, I think, is one of my all-time favorite stories. But credit to Ted, though. I mean, the guy, he's obviously caught up in it and very passionate. He's like the poster boy of super fandom in Korea.
Sometimes I think he goes a little bit too far.
Is he a bigger fan, or are you a bigger fan?
Oh, he's definitely a bigger fan. The guy doesn't work.
Okay.
There's this guy named Ted. He's a Nexon fan.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't work. Mm-hmm. He goes to all 128 games. Doesn't work. I don't know. And then he had to sell his car and his television.
Wow.
I was going to say, there was also a baseball player on the Doosan Bears.
Yes.
He was Caucasian, and he was so popular.
Dustin Nippert.
Is that him? He's just running up and down, and the fans were cheering crazy, and then he was signing autographs.
They signing when he gave that grand slam? Or?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I'm just wondering. No, actually, I'm a neutral. I think I'm very envious that Raj got to go see that that type of game. And those are the type of games that will make you a fan, you know, go seeing something
well,
like that.
Well, I could have not done it without SJ.
There you go. And then she came back and rubbed
it
in your face.
You still owe me the other half because I'm charting you twice. Anyways, let's move on to more baseball. Another special day in history on October 1st. This one in the majors. And here's a guy who currently plays for the New York Yankees. But, of course, he claim to fame was with the Seattle Mariners, Ichiro Suzuki.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, the Japanese professional baseball outfielder. He moved to the United States in 2001, and as you mentioned, he played for the Seattle Mariners.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But it was on this day, October 1st, once again, but in 2004.
I remember this.
He had 258 runs.
Hits.
Sorry, hits. He broke George Sisler's 84-year-old single-season record for the most hits in a single season.
You know, I remember watching this because this was actually on national TV. They were showing this game, and George Sisler's daughter, I believe, was in attendance, mm-hmm. knowing, anticipating that this record would be broken. So this record is definitely... 262 hits
mm-hmm. yeah, after.
Was the record yeah. mm-hmm. That he actually set afterwards. Yeah. And I don't think anybody's going to break this for a while now.
Well, no player has even come close to breaking his record except for himself. Mm. When in 2007, when he was still playing with the Seattle Mariners, he actually hit 238.
Which is still a ridiculous number, but you got to look at this number here. He had 262 hits that season, but 225 of them were singles.
Yeah.
So,
it's typical, you know, contact hitter. You know?
Right.
Basically leadoff, slap hitting. And when I think of the great hitters, I mean, in my mind, when I was growing up, it was all about, I know this is probably going to date myself, but Rod Carew when he was on the Angels. Also Tony Gwynn, remember on the Padres. Gwynn, I mean, he was another type of kind of slap hitter, but I bet Ichiro legged out a lot of his hits.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
He was fast.
And then I think George Brett was like my idol growing up. That was probably one of my all-time favorite players besides Oral Hershiser. So, yeah, I mean, if you look at the feat, the fact that he has this record and there's so many other great hitters that you can think of, I mean, it's a testament. I mean, in Korea, it's kind of tough because he's a polarizing figure, but you got to respect his playing ability. You know what I mean?
I would say that he is going to make the Hall. I think, he was 2001, I believe he won the Rookie of the Year as well as, I think, the MVP mm-hmm. as well, which mm-hmm. is, you don't see that often.
Yeah, I was watching his, reading his stats and stuff. He has so many awards.
No, he's an amazing player.
You look at the way that he played, he has the hits and he also, his arm, because he used to play right field. His arm is ridiculous. He would gun down everybody.
And he's not a huge guy.
Yeah, he's really skinny.
Yeah.
But great guy, of course. Ichiro Suzuki still playing for the still playing in the major leagues right now. Still holds the record for 262K. I can't believe this was, 9 years ago?
That's unbelievable.
All this happened.
And he's still playing.
And I remember watching this game. So today was the baseball edition of Swish.
Raj,
of course, next week will be the last edition of Swish. We'll be looking forward to a special edition that's not related to the LG Twins, please.
That was Raj with her.
Yes,
tears.
I will do you the favor and not talk about the LG Twins.
The Raji Twins.
The Raji Twins.
Raj, thank you very much for joining us on the program. We'll see you again next week.
All right.
All right, that is going to wrap it up for this portion, but we have our Sports Weekend scoreboards coming up next.